So
yeah, my name's Michelle.
If you stop
Edward,
it, it's best before you place right.
Can you just tell me your full name, please?
Yeah, my name's Frances Booth.
Your age, please, and where you're from.
I'm 56 years old, and I live in Leamington Spa.
Mm-hmm. And how are you, Frances?
I'm very well. I'm getting very excited now. Now I'm here, actually. It feels good.
How did you hear about this project?
I was trying to recall, actually, with my husband out there just now, and I think that I must have seen it advertised on the Sky... I get the Sky advert every week on my internet email, so I think it must have been on there that I saw it.
What inspired you to take part in the project?
Well, I happened to have been here in Trafalgar Square on a day when they had a waxwork of Johnny Wilkinson on the plinth, and I thought how funny it was to see this little chap catching the rugby ball, and what a great idea it was to have the plinth used in different ways. So when I then saw the advert for the One Another project, it seemed absolutely correct that I would immediately apply for it, which I did. Never thinking, of course, that my luck would come up.
How did you feel when you found out you'd got it?
Couldn't believe it. It just seemed like, you know, wow. It was, for a start, it was quite a few weeks before and I'd kind of forgotten all about it. And, you know, you apply for things and don't really expect to get them. But also then to have the added bonus to be not only on the third day, but at 6 o'clock in the evening, which meant that my family and friends could come, was an added bonus, really.
What do your family and friends think of you taking part?
Oh, they think I'm mad. No, they think it's, you know, whatever next sort of thing. They think it's a very fun thing to do and a great opportunity, something to be, you know, to be part of. Because I am an art student, so it plays into my hands to be doing this.
Can you describe what you're wearing for us?
I'm wearing a very natty little boiler suit, which I procured online for the princely sum of £15, and I think it's going to be my standard garb. It's bright, bright red. I am going to be out there on the plinth supporting the charity Shelter, and their colour is red, which is why I wanted to have a red boiler suit.
Is that charity particular, or who's dear to you?
It's a charity I've supported for a couple of years. In fact, I ran the last two London marathons for them, and so far I have earned something like £6,000 or £7,000 in sponsorship for Shelter. I feel strongly about it because the other part of my life is that I'm a doctor and I work with drug users, many of whom are homeless. And I'm very, very aware through that work how homelessness impacts on health and on personal dignity very profoundly. So I think it's a good charity to support.
Can you tell us a bit about what you might be doing on the plinth today?
Well, I'm hoping that it's not going to be too windy, and I hope it's not going to rain. But if it does, it doesn't matter because it illustrates the point. I've made a pack of cards. A large pack of cards, playing cards, and my plan is to build a house of cards on the plinth. Now this house will almost certainly fall down and be quite difficult to erect, but I'm taking this from Shelter. They've got an advertising campaign in which they have a house of cards and they use this motif as a metaphor, really, the collapsing housing market and for the fragility of people's housing. And so I'm picking up on their idea. And they are quite happy that I'm doing this, although this is not by any means an official Shelter function. I'm just doing it on their behalf.
You said earlier that you were an art student.
Yes.
Right. Can you tell me a bit more about why you decided to go and do that?
Well, I got to the stage in my working career where I'd sort of had enough, as you do after 30 years sometimes, and was in the fortunate position of my children by now having all been put through university and the finances weren't as demanding as they had been, and so I decided it was time to pick up on an interest which I'd been harbouring for some time, and I started doing some painting and drawing classes, and this has led to doing a part-time course, but will end up with a BA in fine art when I finally complete it. So
where are you studying?
I'm studying at Warwickshire College in Leamington, which is affiliated to Birmingham University. So go to Birmingham City University. The third year is done in Birmingham.
Do the other students know you're taking part?
Yes, I've told them, and they're all very jealous.
What are your hopes for this experience?
For this experience, well, I hope, I mean, for, you know, on a basic level, I hope that the flaming cards will stand up. So I hope it works for me and that they don't all end up in the net, because that's my dread. The net's a long way down, so I'm told that even with a litter picker I won't be able to reach them, so I'm not quite sure what will happen if they do. I'll try not to let them fall down. So I hope that will be the case. I hope that it will be fun for people watching, and I hope people will get the message that this is fun but with a serious message behind it. And I hope, therefore, it will raise awareness to the plight of homeless people. The cards are particularly made out of cardboard because we do think of street dwellers having to use cardboard to keep themselves dry and warm in the winter. So there's another reference there.
Any fears
Well, that it'll absolutely bucket down, and that I shall feel quite scared of being in a small space. You know that. I've marked out an area at home and I've tried to get used to being confined into that area, but of course when it's on the sitting room carpet it looks rather a different space than it does when it's on the top of a plinth. So I hope I don't feel too inhibited by the drop, really.
And what impact do you think standing on the plinth will have?
Impact to whom? To anybody? I'm not sure. I mean, individual people will have a certain impact on the people who are there at the time. I mean, I'm importing quite a number of family and friends, so they know what to expect, I suppose. Other passers-by may be more surprised, which hopefully will be interesting to them. But the whole project, taken in its entirety, will, I'm sure, be much greater than its parts, that the parts will add and multiply, so to speak, in their effect. And at the end of the day, I'll have been part of what will have been a really wacky thing, I think, and good old Gormley for thinking it up.
Have you had any experience of performing?
No, not at all, no. It's not my natural state, certainly not without a few gins and tonics in me, it isn't.
How do you feel about it?
Well, as I said earlier, now I'm actually here, I'm looking forward to it. It doesn't look too daunting, and anyway, soon it'll all be over, but the anticipation was a bit, what have I let myself in for? Because I'm not a natural performer, certainly not public, but anyway, we'll see about that.
What's the main thing that you would say about yourself, you could paint a picture of the kind of person that you are?
That hopefully I try to take opportunities when they come my way and make the most of things, and give it my best shot, tackle life when it comes along and go for it, basically.
And what does it mean to you in terms of the democratisation of art being for the people, part of something?
Yeah, absolutely, and it was Gormley's sentiments around that drew me to it, really, when I first read about it, apart from the Johnny Wilkinson thing as well. But it was the whole idea. I mean, because I'm studying art and I'm very aware of how art through the generations has changed in its function, and I think now it really is changing again and becoming more and more democratic, you know, out of the museums and into the streets. And I think that that represents a very difficult thing for me, because really I want to be a painter, which is rather old school, and for me it's how to bring that into the current climate for art, and I may have to rethink that, because I think that art today is much more democratic and much more out there, and it's not necessarily just on the sitting room wall, really.
So you think it may have an effect on the kind of work that you decide to produce?
It might do. I'm open to that. I'll have to see. Yeah.
Who do you think you're doing this for?
Oh, I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for me, you know, for fun, really, in the first place. And I'm doing it because it's there, and because I can, and by chance I got a place, you know. I think that... now the project is up and running, had I not got a place, I would have felt rather sad to have missed it. So, I mean, I didn't feel terribly strongly about being on it, but now it's going. If I hadn't been on it, I'd have been quite, you know, upset to have missed it. So, it is primarily for me, for my own experience, really. And it might, as I say, shift my thinking about art and about performance and about London and about crowds, about, I don't know what else it's going to change. I'm open to all of that, really. But, you know, I think that my children think I'm quite a good sport for sticking my neck out. So to a certain extent, I'm doing it for them as well.
And out of curiosity, do you have anything that speaks of shelter, the actual charity, on you, either on your cards or on a separate board?
Yes, I have. I've got a T-shirt which has shelter on it, which I'll be hanging on. I've got a microphone stand, actually, and I'm going to hang the T-shirt with shelter written on it so that people see that. I had wanted to have shelter written on this, which is why I bought it, but unfortunately, because I'm not an official shelter person, I'm not allowed to use their logo on me in that way, or, you know, to have it printed. They were a bit concerned that that could be difficult for them.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it. I'm exhausted. I'm very hot.
Thank you very much.
Okay.